What's up?
Not much. Happy April. It's been a while. Can't we even jumped on the pod since March 26th. It's April 11th today. Happy April 11th. Your journey through April 11th will begin with surrendering to the unknown and being grateful for others.
Psych, April Fools. Don't give a fuck about
Just kidding. I have this really cool book called Magic Days by Nadine Jane. I highly recommend it. It's a daily like poll for your tarot cards and numerology. It's fun. But yeah, you're tuning in to High Permaculture Entrepreneurs, and this is Guy and Tracy Mitchell, your hosts, and we are High Permaculture Entrepreneurs. So tune in while you tune out. Get high and start learning about how to be a permaculture entrepreneur. I would say we are permaculture entrepreneurs because not many people do like the random-ass shit we do when we homestead and shit stuff. Like
Turn compost.
Like last night, making my own mouth rinse and showing Dakota that, and like... like, just random ass, like, making the ACV. Like, we're definitely homesteader, permaculturist type people. And that's why we call our page The Boomstead. You should probably go follow us. But, like, yeah, all the things. Making our own, feeding our own sourdough starter. Like, all the little life hacks we know. I think it makes you a permaculturist in some way. I feel like that's what indigenous people are doing. They try to take care of themselves without having to go buy products.
Yeah.
How are you as a human, babe?
I'm good. It's so warm outside.
It's fucking awesome.
Got garlic in the ground. We got some seedlings started. I think we said that last time we did the podcast. We had just started the seedlings.
They're looking good. We started tomatoes. The peppers need to they didn't really do anything, huh?
There's like 9 of them over there.
Oh, okay. There's like way slower.
Yeah.
So always give your peppers a little extra time to
pop up. It takes like 2 weeks to start, so. I'm working on the van.
He's crushing the van, guys.
Just got the ceiling slats put up, the lights, and I'm gonna start working on the wall today. I built a sink cabinet. Gotta build 2 more cabinets and probably some drawers and shit.
Hopefully you'll be ready by the end of May.
By the end of May.
Well, we have 2 weeks off at the end of May. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And then we have all of July off. And then a week off in August.
Jesus.
So I basically feel like I have to really start crushing. That's why with the FBA, I really want to figure out, I feel like I have a lot of time on my hands, and especially with all my bees are dead, guys, which is, I just was writing in my journal. It's not a bad thing. It's just a reset. Like, I need to catch more bees. If I don't want to treat, I have to catch bees every year. I'm going to have to get used to it. And I think what's awesome about where I'm at in my mind is my 10 clients, none of them want to renew anyway. Which is like, all right, thank you. Like, I don't need, if you don't value me as a person or as like the price I'm setting, which is not that much. $700 to have someone come check on your bees all summer is not that much money in my head. And they're like, it's too much money. And I'm like, you fucking do it.
Yep.
You deal with all the fucking equipment you have to buy to be a beekeeper. Obviously, you wouldn't have as much as I have. Like, this is a fucking disaster at this point. Yeah, so I took over my mentor's business. If you haven't tuned in, and he left me probably enough to have probably 30 hives, honestly, with the amount of boxes I have. And I just don't know if I'm ever going to get up to that point again. And I'm not going to give up yet. Like, I'm going to store the shit for like at least a couple years and then decide. Hopefully I start using it again. I just don't know how fast I'm going to be able to catch swarms.
Or how many.
You can tune into the podcast and be a part of the conversation right now. He's getting on his phone, guys. I'm getting shit. You can listen to me talk for a minute.
I do.
I know you do, but this is just another... We're going to do like a 20-minute podcast today.
Deal.
You have 15 more minutes of focus attention with me. Sorry. I appreciate you, though. Whenever I get home from my beekeeping, he always comes and helps me carry stuff in and checks in on me. Oh, there was a crazy-ass hornet inside my hive. I'm trying to look up what kind of hornet it is. I think it's a hornet based off its body shape. It was saying hornets have bigger heads than the wasps, and the wasps have, like, longer, skinnier bodies. I definitely just feel like it looks more like a hornet to me. But the bees had balled it to death before they died. And then, I didn't tell you this, the apiary was super windy. Like, the top and center block and the strap was off one.
Dang.
And then the other one had the top blown up a little bit, which makes me think they maybe were alive a couple weeks ago. Because there's also dried up eggs, but it looked like it could have been a laying worker at this point. I don't know. Varroa mites definitely fuck up your hive, so they can symbiotically live with them in nature, but our little boxes just isn't enough. And that's where I'm just wondering, like, if I don't want to deal with chemicals, I don't know if I want to be a beekeeper. But I'd love honey, so I might have to deal with dead bees all the time and get my honey. We used to fucking kill bees. Like, we used to fucking light the hives on fire after we took all their honey. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
I don't know why that was, like, even protocol. Just did it because
they're scary.
And then I really want people to start buying our superpothead.com t-shirts. They're available. They're dope. Go to superpothead.com. There's like 10 different designs. I want more. I don't have a lot of money right now.
Well, you don't need to be your only client buying all the t-shirts.
I know, but I really need to promote the brand. And that's where I'm like, I need samples of all the shit. And then I can take photos of all the shit. Because right now, it's like, I really want to promote it with a bunch of sexy bitches and have, like, a photo shoot day with, like, really sexy girls and have them, like, pulling up the shirt. And, like, it just, I think it would help the brand. Like, right, yeah. Now, you just go on a website and it's nothing. It's the Teesprings platform.
Right.
And the other thing was, like, when you listen to people's tips on how to grow your brand, like, even with this podcast, we need to reach out to, like, 1,000, let's call it 100 famous people online that we want to interview. And maybe one of them says yes. It's just the start. Like, you got to get one person to say yes to the podcast that people know.
Yeah.
And then when people tune in, like how Cameron Haynes got Danny Duncan, I really think that's going to help Cameron Haynes' podcast because no one knew. And I'm saying in the Danny, anyone who loves Danny Duncan probably watched that thing. And came. I feel like that helped it out. And same with the t-shirt brands. I feel like we need to reach out to like I'm not saying Wiz Khalifa is going to say yes, but like, we need someone famous putting this fucking shirt on. Because I'm not famous.
Or you just need stuff out there. You don't necessarily need someone
famous. I have stuff out there.
Well, I mean, you have a website with a t-shirt pictures on it. I'm just saying that's one of 10 billion things on the internet.
I know.
So, yeah, like you said, you need to do things like have the cool picture photo shoot or something that you...
Well, I'm just saying there's just so much steps to promoting ramp. You've got to be famous. On
Facebook ads because...
I don't think you have to pay on Facebook ads. I'm not going to spend money on Facebook
ads.
That's
fine. Well, you know you're the SEO person, whatever the fuck they tell you. So,
I'm saying you can spend money on Facebook ads. I don't think it's the only way to get a brand blow up, and I don't want to give Facebook money. That's just my philosophy. Like, I'd rather, if that means I'm not going to make money, then like I don't want to be a part of advertising. I've never thought advertising it worked. It may probably work. I just am not a huge fan of paying for ads in ad space. I think if someone really wants to find us, they'll type in pothead and our brand should pop up. But there's also a million different pothead brands trying to sell people funny stoner shirts, so I'm just doing it for fun. All this shit is for fun. Like, that's like when Gary Vee talks about it's the journey that's the fun part. Like, because honestly, I think once you reach fulfillment, you're never fulfilled. It's kind of like lately I've been thinking, like, what is fulfillment? Because I feel like you have to, every day, you have to have a, like, physical, emotional, and, like, financial, like, goal. Like, those are the three pillars of, like, happiness. I was listening to a podcast yesterday about it, and I'm just saying, like, when one of them's fucked up, it's really hard to keep the other two strong. So, like, I feel like your daily mission is that, in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard sometimes. Sorry, I feel like you, like, really want to get out of here.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
His legs are shaking and he's real quiet.
I'm real quiet. Let's listen back to every podcast. I'm quiet. It should be called the Tracy Mitchell Podcast. Entrepreneur Podcast.
That's bullshit. You have lots to say to these people.
What's the whole point is people like to fucking talk too much. When, no offense, action speaks louder than words, but I get it's a podcast, but too many people just fucking talk and don't do anything. So that would be my tip is do things. Don't just talk about do things, which we are very guilty of too. There's plenty of things that we can, that we want to do or research. At the same time, like, we always want to learn new things. Like we can't just like do 10 new things all the time.
I know. I think baby steps of the things you want to accomplish is what works. I'm learning that even just with the 1% change really does work. You do something every day that we're working towards your goals. The biggest thing is, after reading all these self-help books lately, is like defining what your goal, like having a clear vision of what you want. Because I still don't know what I want fully. Like, and that's also part of my problem right now, is like, I need to decide what I want. I think that's the struggle of most entrepreneurs, is like a lot of entrepreneurs, there's just a scale, also a spectrum of success right now of entrepreneurism, because if you're like Danny Duncan, you made $150 million and you're in a way different space when we're living paycheck to paycheck, but still have a lot of goals and visions. And what you said to me hit hard yesterday when you said your bank, like when you're comparing like having debt, but you have assets, like then we don't really have debt, because we could dissolve our debt by paying, like selling our land. I know. I'm just saying. So we might have credit card debt, but we just need to keep working towards, like, making more money, bringing in more income. Because what Danny Duncan said, he's like, yeah, $10,000 check came in, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. I got upset when it wasn't $1 million. And I'm just saying that our brains, if all, the 1% of the population right now is making $450 a year around the, I'm saying in the U.S., not many humans even know what that is, like how, like what that feeling is in your bank account.
Right.
So like pursuing goals sometimes feels like it's a waste of fucking time, because you're never going to get past that next step.
Mm-hmm.
Until you actually start seeing it happen. And that's where I'm chasing happiness. So if it doesn't happen right away, I guess it's okay with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, and then the other thing I heard yesterday that really hit hard, I think it was on Tom Bilyeu's podcast, but he said, if you don't have a clear vision of what you want to accomplish in 5 years, you're already there. And I just keep like, I'm like, whoa, that's fucking deep, man. Because if you don't take the baby steps we're talking about, baby action steps, like, even though we haven't done started the FBA, we did start it. We've done a lot of research, and we're like, you put $3 into the FBA this year, and if nothing comes of it, whatever, we're learning.
Yeah.
And like you said this morning, you have a lot on your plate, and we do. I'm trying to write down, like, the van, the tiny house, those are two big potentials that the FBA don't, that has nothing to do with the FBA, that require a lot of time and effort. But to me, on the side hustle, if like once a week we can put an hour or two into the FBA and eventually land this distributor, we can start making a deal and moving forward with it and seeing how it happens. Like, I just want to put like $2,000 in the next month into it, get something into it with the warehouse and just see. If it fails, it fails. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, we waste, we've lost $2,000 over stupid reasons, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And after listening to that girl last night, the real estate little young kid, I think the biggest thing the younger generation has on us right now is, like, they don't have anything, like, fear.
Yeah.
And they have no, like, anything to compare, like, it to.
Yeah.
Well, and they have just endless, like, they can just type in whatever they want on Google and YouTube, and there's, like, 10 million videos and
like how to podcasts. Teach you. That's what I'm saying. Like, all you have are your own excuses right now of why you don't live like the life you want to live. A little bit. I'm not saying there isn't challenges in people's way, but for the most part, I'm really happy where I'm at in life. And even with the debt, it's not a big deal. We just stack it up to be a really big deal. Oh, shout out to, it's called Money and Martinis. And it's one, saving yourself one drink at a time, your financial self or something. And she was on, sorry, I'm drawing a blank. She was on Tom Bilyeu's podcast, I believe. And I was listening to that yesterday. And then I was like, she is smart. I'm going to start listening to her podcast. So Money and Martinis. And she just goes and has a cocktail, or sometimes she drinks coffee, but talks about, like, she's felt like she used to be a dumb blonde with no, like, financial education.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I realize everyone has no financial education. And she goes, it's not just me being dumb. So she started, she's like, it's basically learning Greek, like another language, the way all the words and terms,
yeah.
Even in the real estate shit that you're starting to read, like, don't you agree? Like, once you start learning the terms, the vocabulary, you start making confidence with the like topic itself.
Right.
Which, duh. But I'm saying she's trying to make it easy. And her Instagram page is called, like, and her company is called The Financial Gym. And they're just relating it to, like, yeah, if you're, so you, me and you, we work on ourselves, our body. We work on our minds, you know, every day. It's like, but how much effort are we really putting into our financial dreams?
Yeah.
And she's just saying, take an hour, like how you have a workout, take 30 minutes out of your day and talk about your finances. Like, go over your budget. Like, talk about how much money we should really be spending today. Like, that's how you start taking back your... But to me, I just want to earn more money. Yeah. I'm on a goal. I'm like, I don't want to change my lifestyle at all, really. I like where I'm at. I need to make more money. Because we don't... And like how Danny Duncan was cute last night. He goes, I used to think $5,000 was going to be all I ever needed. And I was like, I felt the same way when we were like 23 and 25 and 26. Right. Like, this is plenty of money, you know?
Yeah.
But also, the dollar's not worth the same amount a decade later.
Yeah.
And you're like, just how you live changes a little bit as you get older too. There's just so many more like responsibilities you have and like things you don't think of. Like when you're a kid, your parents will fix your bumper on your car if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Or, which they shouldn't. As I look back at my life, I wish my parents, they enabled me so much in terms of like, they were helping me. And I feel like they are doing, yesterday another podcast, I said, your parents do things for you because their parents couldn't.
I'm looking up.
Does that make sense to you, though? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, they do it because
your parents do things for you because their parents couldn't do it for them.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not the best. Like Gary Vee was talking about, he goes, because the lady was like, he had three boys with him at the conference, and he goes, what can I do to help my three boys? He's like, what? He's like, listen to them.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't need to tell them what to do because they're like, we have a 10-year plan for them to all go to college and be ready. He's like, but we didn't go to college and we want to be able to give them the gift of college. He's like, why? Like, it was great to hear that. He's like, maybe one of them needs to go to college if he wants to. But he's like, why do you think you guys are successful parents? Why? And you didn't go to college. Why do they need to go to college?
Right.
And they were thinking because they didn't go to college, they want to give their kids that opportunity. And it's like, that's, and then I was like, well, that's basically what I feel like both our parents have done for us. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying when you are always gifted things and always just given things as a kid, you don't take responsibility. And that's this like thing of entitlement that I feel like that's happening with children or the younger generation as well right now. When they just like show up to it. Like, I feel like there's no human connection with the younger generation as much because they just expect it. Mm-hmm. They just like show up to the coffee bar, like, give me my oat milk latte. Like, we don't have oat milk.
Yeah. So I wanted to shout out this, when we were talking about business stuff, I've seen this guy, this Indian guy's name is Jaspreet Singh. Last name, S-I-N-G-H. Jaspreet Singh.
The Plain Bagel. November 26, 2021 episode, Minority Mindset.
But this guy's on a bunch of different podcasts. That's not his podcast, but...
No, but he was...
He gives good financial advice and he gives like good comparisons like... If you were to, you know, just simple stuff, if you were to save $100 now and like this guy started 20 years from now and was putting like 10 grand, he just does good, like simple day to day comparisons of if you start just building and compounding money, like what it does, you know, in the long run. It really doesn't take that much if you just save like, say, $50 a day and just put it towards the sum that you're going to like invest.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or something like, I don't know what 50 times 350.
You have to put that on a calculator.
But I'm just saying he just gives good like
put it on a calculator fast for us.
Day-to-day advice on like how to try to be successful
with your money.
Yeah.
Well, and same with that money martini girl. She was saying like when she first meets her client, she's like, it's so funny how many people have no idea how much money they spend like every month.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, and then they'll say like, okay, what are your must-haves? And let's say someone said like ours would be going to Levers and beer and weed. Like those are the tops.
Right.
But then they'll go back through your budget and they're like, well, why'd you go to fucking Vans shoes 8 times? Or like, why'd you go to Target? Why are you shopping on Amazon every fucking day? Because then they'll actually show you, break down your budget being like, that's for the year.
If you save $50 a day, it's $18,250.
A year, but $50 a day is a lot. How much is that for the month?
Well, 50 times
31. 30?
It's $1,500.
Well, I'm just saying we, in the scheme of things, we put about $1,000 away at this right now. but we end up using it. So we have to credit card it.
I'm just saying, like, people think, like, $1,500 is a lot. Maybe $1,000 of savings is a lot. But, like, if you're like, oh, it's really only $10 a day. Like, I know $10 is a lot to some people, or $50 is. But, like, a lot of people, we spend, like, $100
easily
every day. So I'm just saying, like...
No, I know. That's why... And that's why she also suggested having a cash day. I'm just, like, giving you all the tips. I was like, oh, maybe that would help. Like, you put $50 in your pocket, and that's all you're allowed to spend that day. And you can't get on your phone and start shopping on Amazon and, like, doing things. And then she said, have a no-spend day. And we did that this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying those type of things help. And that's, like, honestly, the motorcycle day, like, yesterday, like, we went out. But, like, we bought our friends lunch, and we only spent, like, $50 yesterday, right? So I'm saying that's a pretty good date day. In terms of, you could easily, like, I feel like a few years, like, easily we could go out the same day and spend $300, $400 on the same type of, like, experience, so.
We would have got, like, 4 drinks each. But also, like, it was also, like, half the price at that point, too. Like, literally, we go have, like, a drink each. It's, like, literally the same cost as it was when we, like, would in college. I feel like we go have, like, 3-4 drinks, like, at a meal. And still, like, $120. For that meal, now we would like, we'll go have a drink and a basic meal and still
spend like 180, bucks. 150. Like, honestly, when we went the other night to Fire on the Mountain, that's what we spent. It was just the two of us. We spent like $160. We each had 2 margaritas. And I love chicken wings, but the price of them, like, this is insane. $2 a wing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, I think we're going to wrap this baby up. I'm super proud of where we're at in life. Everyone keep being positive.
Write down goals you have every day and try to just do a couple, even if it's clean your house or do your laundry.
No, I like
those things keep you motivated.
They do. And when you keep your class, that's why I say boom, 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 go clean your room, because like having your house and space picked up, it means if your space is picked up, your mind space, like space is also picked up. I kind of like correlate the two.
Yeah. A lot of successful people, I think you'll see them like cleaning up there.
But then I also read something saying, like, successful people have their shit all in disorder. I'm like, well, we have a mixture of both all the time, so we'll get there. I feel like I need a cool fucking permaculture fact of the week. Bam, bam, bam. You got one?
Cuttings and clones. If you're growing tomatoes, grafting, there's all sorts of things, but... If you're cutting tomatoes, you can cut a branch off of a tomato, put it in a pot of water, it'll root out, and then you can have multiples of the same plant.
Propagation is the shit.
Propagation.
I propagate all my indoor plants. If you have a Swedish ivy plant, you could literally just take the top of it and put it right in the soil, but adding it into water for a week actually helps the roots get established a little better. All right, here's some bee facts that I just, in the first page of this book, that are just so cool. There's more than 4,000 species of bees that live in the U.S. To put that in perspective, that's 4 times more species of bees in these two countries. Sorry, the U.S. and Canada, my bad. These two countries and all bird species north of Mexico.
Dang.
And then 6 times more kinds of bees than butterflies. And about 10 times as many bee species as mammal species. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other fact that I thought was nuts was... Sorry, I lost it. It's all right. That was pretty good. Either way. Oh, here's a cool one. The smallest bee is called the South American Trigona minima, and it's 0.08 inches. The largest bee lives in Malaysia, and it's 1.5 inches long.
That's big.
Isn't that cute how different they are?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so the best thing you can do if you're not a beekeeper is plant more flowers and stop spraying chemicals. And that is my...
That's a start.
My plea. Be a better human and protect the environment.
Be a better human by being aware and stop just doing things because the news and the advertisements tell you.
Or your friend does it. Self-awareness.
Read a book and educate yourself.
Highly suggested that you read books. All the podcasts I listen to, like, winners are readers. Like, leaders are readers. Pioneers or readers, like anyone who a fucking what's his face, Warren Buffett says he reads 500 pages a day.
Yes, you're saying
I bet.
Wonder how long he's been doing that.
Oh, and that's why you should follow Jim Quick, because he has a reading program. I think it's like quickreading.com, but he teaches you how to get be a better.
Teach you how to read 1,000 pages in 3 seconds. No, that's a good book.
All right, boom, boom, boom. Tune in while you tune out. Thanks for tuning in. Now go smoke some more weed and be productive as fuck. Bye, you fuckheads. Just kidding. Love you guys. Bye-bye. This podcast is brought to you by Cultivated Hemp Company. If you haven't tried CBD, well, you should. It's great for you. We have CBD receptors in our body just waiting for you to put it inside, whether it's through your skin in their CBD salve or with their tincture, and you put it in your coffee like we do, or just right on your tongue. Boop, boop, boop. A few drops is all you need a day. I use a whole 100 milligram vial. That's a whole dropper right down the gullet. And it makes you feel amazing because your CBD receptors are to help you tolerate pain, help you with stress, help you with all them things. So go check out with Boom 25, all caps, B-O-O-M 25, and get yourself 25% off when you check out. And maybe check them, go follow them on Cultivated Hemp Company. They might even have a better discount than that right now. So head on over, follow them on Instagram, at Cultivated Hemp Company, and you will find the best CBD on the damn planet. Boom. This podcast is also brought to you by National Disgrace. That's our homie, our foo, Griff Nation. What's up? He will supply you with the illest, freshest streetwear on the market. He comes out with new hats all the time. Got new shirts dropping, new beanies, and sometimes raincoats. So go follow him at nationaldisgrace.biz or on Instagram at national_disgrace. And check out with our code BOOB20 and you get yourself 20% off. Boom.